We are on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Hamavshit Bebeime Bechaye Kedeyach Ilashatiyach Kedeyach Yisa. So the din is that is kedei achize is letume letame letame. Mikan ve'ilach mai. What happens if he touched the oil after the kedei achize? So Rashi says mikan ve'ilach mishehifshit kedei achize beposhet al pnei kuloi la'acher shesotkei min hatzaber ad hazonav be'emtzois. After he cut the oil from the tzavo to the zonot, kederech hamavshitim, behifshit kedei achize zvivei skuloi, and he was mavshit kedei achize. So what is the din mikan ve'ilach? The Mishnah says, kedei achize. The shir of kedei achize is zachibo, that it's machnis tume, moitzi tume. What's after kedei achize? Omar Rav, toher hamufshit. So Rav said that what he schlepped after the kedei achize, that is toher. So Rashi says toher hamufshit at mokem chiburay. So that means let's be megashim the inyan. Let us say just for 1 minute that the shir kedei achiz is a tefach, so if he was mafshit more, also he was mafshit tut for him, so it's mafshit tut for him, and now someone touched the second tefach, a tomei touched the second tefach, so the second tefach is not a yad, to be machnes tumor, to be maitzi tumor, so hamufshit toher hamufshit. That means after the shir of kedei achize, which is one tefach, so if the chelik hanoisef, that's mufshit, is toyer. It's not a yad, it's not a chelik hamufshit, that was pulled off. What? After the first tefach, after the first, we'll see soon in the Gemara is a little Mishane, but from the Shir of Kedei Achize and further, that Oyer that is Mufshit is not a Yad, is not Machnis and Maitzi Tumet. Toher HaMufshit. The Mufshit is Toher. Rabbi Asi Omar, that is true. That means if you had kedei achize and 10 tvachim you were mapshit. So 9 of these 10 tvachim from the shir kedei achize till the last tefach, you're right, toher hamufshit. That's 100% true. Aber tefach asamuch lebosor tomei. But the 10th tefach, which is samuch to the oyer, that's mechuba to the basar, that 10th tefach is also tamei. That 10th tefach is a yad, and is machnis tume and moitzi tume. So the mufshit from the kdei achize till the tefach hasamuch lebasar is toher, but the tefach hasamuch lebasar is tamei. Let's see what Rashi says. So in the middle of saying the previous Rashi, Toyer HaMufshit at Mokim Chiburay. All the oil that was Mufshit is Toyer. Till the oil that is Mechuba. Avol Mechiburay Ve'ilach, everything that is Mechuba, Hu Tomei Mishum Shema. The oil that is covering the Basar, that is Hashema. Kidamoron, we had before, B'negeya Keneged HaBasar Me'achayrov, that is that is a shema. You touch the bosa, keneged me'achayra. That is Rav. And Ravasi says, tefach, מן האור המופשט, והתפח, from the air המופשט, we were מפשיט a lot of air, after the כדי אחיזה. So תפח מן האור המופשט, הסמוך, למקוים חיבו, סביבה סקולוי, that means the תפח, that is סמוך, to the מוקים, that's מחובה לבוסו, אבי בייס יד ותומה, so this is a תרס יד, and therefore it's tummy, this will be machnes tummy, meitzi tummy, bimnei shetzorich loy. Now, what is the yichus of this tefach? She'oich eisham u'moishech u'mafshit me'elo. Because he holds on to that tefach, this is the tefach ha'somuch lo'oir ha'mechuba b'boso. So when he wants to be mafshit further, this is a base yad. So what's the svar of Rav? Lav yad choshiv le'elim ke metaltlim boy esoichel. Rav holds the gather of yad, that's machnis and meitzi tume, is a yad that you need this yad for the oichel. I want to be metaltl the oichel. I have a bone, and on the top of the bone is a kezayis habosa. So I metaltle the boso through the etzim, so the etzim will be a yad. The etzim will be a yad to that kezayis boso. Mashenkin over here, this is, I'm not metaltle the boso with this tefach. I continue to be mafshit the oil with this tefach. I need this oil take. It helps me to continue being mafshit the oir and the chubal aboso. But that doesn't give it a dinyad. The whole dinyad is only if this is a chitimtze to be metaltal the boso, so it's machnes the tumor, or maitzi the tumor from the boso. This is only a chitimtze to enable me to continue the afshote. I'm using it, but not litzoirech haboso, to tzoirech hahefshit. So that doesn't give it a teiras yad. So this is a machloikis Rav and Rabasi. Meisevei, so the Gemara Sakash. We learned a baraisa, a mafshit kishir hazeh. If a person was mafshit the shir of kedei achize, mikan ve'eilach, so if you're mafshit further than that shir, Hanoigeya b'mufshit toyer. So it says, called mikan ve'elach, this is l'chayr. Klore diburim, that it from mikan ve'elach, more than the shir of kedei achize, hanoigeya b'mufshit toyer. My love, so this is a very, sosom de kaloshin, afilu b'tefach ha'samach l'boso, mikan ve'elach, it said, mikan ve'elach. So the Gemara says, "Loi levad mi tefach hasamach lebosa." It doesn't mean you have to take it with a grain of salt. Mikan veilech is a mufshit istoyer. Besides the tefach hasamach lebosa, which is a unique din that this is considered a yad. Toshma, we learned the baraisa continues. It says, "Ba'oir shekineged habosa tomei." The oil that's kineged the bosa is tomei, which is a shema. Oyer shekineged aboso, tomei. Ho betefach asomuch leboso, toyer. It seems oyer keneged aboso is tomei, but it seems betefach asomuch leboso, toyer. So the Gemara answers, tone kol tefach asomuch leboso, oyer shekineged aboso korilei. The tefach asomuch leboso is also called Oyer shekineged aboso. So, there's a ha'ore from the Rishash. I just like to mention the ha'ore. The oyer shekineged aboso is a shema. The tefach hasamuch leboso is a yad. So, how do you make one kugel? He says the oyer keneged aboso is tamei. this tefach hasomach lebosa, that he also calls the oil keneged abosa. Okay, if not higher. But it's a motne kugel, this is a yad, this is a shayma. I mean, how do you combine these two? Oil keneged abosa korilei. Man, I don't know if it's too gefährlich, the kasha. The Tana is giving us an address, which oir is, he's not telling lumdus, he's telling halachis. The oir keneged abosar is tome. He's not saying why it's tome. Oir keneged abosar is tome. He just said the tefach hasomuch lebosar, the Tana calls oir keneged abosar. Why he calls it that way? That's not my problem. That's what Hamasi said. This tefach is also called Oir Keneged Abosa. For some reason, it's also called Oir Keneged Abosa. So all he said is it's Tomei. Why it's Tomei? He didn't go in. He just said Oir Keneged Abosa is Tomei. Oir Keneged Abosa means the tefach is Samach Labosa, and the Oir that's Agabe Abosa. That's called Oir Keneged Abosa. The reason why it's Tomei could be from different reasons. He's not giving reasons. He's just saying Alochis. Call tefach hasamach lebos, ershig neged abos, call you lay in its stomach. Yeah. Toshma, not the baraisa. Hamavshit bebehema o bechayo, betoira betmeya, bedaka begasa, lishotiyach, kidei achise, betefach, Hasomach Leboso Toil. That the Gdei Achize V'Tefach Hasomach Leboso is Toil. So here it says clearly that the Tefach Hasomach Leboso is Toil. So Gemara says, Hoche B'maya Skinon V'Tefach Rishen. This is talking about the first tefach that's after the Kedei Achize. Now let us see Rashi. Okay, betefach rishen, hasamuch l'chdei achize. The tefach rishen, which is samuch to the g'day achize, kegayin, shloi hifshit elo tfochayim. It was only mafshit tu tfochim. That means the g'day achize, it seems from this Rashi, we'll see a little later, and the shtim is at the Gemara, the Kedei Achize is a tefach. The Kedei Achize, and next to the Kedei Achize is another tefach. So Rashi says like this, the tefach rishin asomuch l'kedei achize, kigayim, shlei hifshit elo tfochayim, he was mafshit tu tfochim. The oisoi tefach asomuch l'kedei achize, which is the second tefach, Einoi oiches boy umoyshech, he will not hold, he will not grab this tefach, efishen oich loylechois bisfas ha'er belimshech. Since there's not too much that was schlepped off, it's easier to schlep further from the sfas ha'er, which means from the tefach rishen, than from the tefach sheni. But Rashi says, between you and me, it's not too good to schlep from the Tefach HaRishin. So you know what you do when you only have two Tefachim, you don't schlep the oil, you take a Sakin, and the Sakin you go and so the Hefshit, in the early stages of the Hefshit, which you only were mafshit to tfochim, you will not be mamshich the Hefshit by pulling the oil. You know you'll be mamshich the Hefshit, you'll take a sakin and you'll separate the oil from the bosom. Aber acher shehipshit ktas shloisha tvochim, balbo, 3 or 4 tvochim, bo oil hamupshit machbid klape mato, and now the oil that was already mufshit weighs down, oicha is betefach hasomach lebosa, umoishech, v'koibit ha'oil mesaya. And since you have a lot of oil that was skinned already, so this will help you pull the skin further, and then it'll be easier to skin it through Meshichas Oyel. Now, let's just understand what we just said. Rav Asi had said that the Tefach HaSomach Loboso is a yad because it is used to skin the behemoth. So this is a yad. So we have Be'etzem in the Mishnah 2 yodos. We have the Kedei Achiza, which is the first Tefach, which is a yad, for perhaps more reasons. But according to Rav Asi, this is Icha a yad. You start skinning the behemoth with this Kedei Achiza. Then we have the Tefach HaSomach Lebosa. So now Rav Asi was Megala to us, if you just started skinning the behemoth, and you skinned two tvochim, saganus for you, both of the tvochim are not yodos to skin the behemoth. You will not skin the behemoth with the second tefach, since there's so little that was skinned as yet. So you won't use it to continue skinning the behemoth. It's easier to use the first tefach, but the first tefach is also not too convenient. So you take a sakin and you mafsh it with a sakin when you're up to the first 2 tvachim of skinning. Therefore, since these 2 tvachim at this matzev are not oimet to be mafshet the behemah with, so therefore these 2 tvachim are not yodais. So both are toil. These 2 tvachim are toil. That, what Rav Asi had said, the tefach asomuch leboso is a yad because you'll be continued to be mafshed with it. This is when you have at least 2 tfochim which were already skinned. This 3rd tefach, or more than that, then it's convenient to be mafshed with the 3rd tefach, the 4th tefach, the 5th tefach, whatever it is. Then, so that 5th tefach is a loch of a yad, and it's mitzi and machnes to me. But that's after the 2nd tefach. The 2nd tefach, if you have only 2 tvachim, you don't have any yad whatsoever. That's the taich. Kedei achize v'tefach hasomach leboso toyer. That means both are toyer. Say the kedei achize is toyer, and say the tefach hasomach leboso is toyer. Because it is not, they both of them in the present state are not used to be mafshit the behemoth. Yeah. Finished. So that's Rav Asi's teretz. Tone kamo kedei achize. Now the Gemara continues. What is the shear of Kedei Achiza, which we said the Kedei Achiza is Ayat, is Tomei, is Machnes and Maitzi? Tefach, a Tefach. The shear of Kedei Achiza is a Tefach. Rek the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Tefochayim, Tutfochim, Amarabaye, Tefach, Kofel. It is a bent over tefach. So the Chosin Yeshua says pshat, that it seems for the convenience of being mafshit the behemah, they lemaisa the kedei achiza was they folded over the oil. So really, if it wouldn't have been folded over, it'd be two tefachim. But the seder of hafshata was it was folded over, and then they grabbed the folded over oil. So their grabbing was an achiz of ketefach, since it was folded over. In reality, if you spread it out, it's two tefachim. But that shot, the Rishon Shus also says that what Ravasi says, atefach asamuch lebosor is a yad, he also means tefachayim. It means, it seems for the convenience of being mafshid, you fold over the oil. So he's called it a tefach because and the roichiv, it's a tefach, but if you spread it out, it would be too tefach. Yesh tefach sheshiyuroi kofel. It's a double tefach. Fine. Now we're going to go into another off a tangent a little bit, and we're going to come back soon to our sugya. Tanan hosom, we learned a Mishnah. Talis shehischil bo lekoilo. You have a talis that he started tearing the talis. And why did he tear the talis? He wants to be metayer the talis. The talis was tamei, and he's tearing the talis to be metayer it. That's the intent. Talis shehischil lekoilo. Kiven shenikra rubo, if roiv of the talus was torn, let's say roiv of the length of the talus was torn, shuv einay chibur, so the roiv of the talus is torn, so you have a krah on one side and a krah on the other side, so they're not considered a chibur one to the other. Utahayra, and the talus is toil. So first we have to, the talus is not negay anything. We'll see soon, the sugya will soon start. But we first have to understand this Mishnah. Zot Rashi, talus shehishchil bo lekoil. He started tearing a talus. Now why did he tear a talus? So Rashi says, shenitmo, it became tamei. Ubo lekoilo, and he wants to tear it now, levatlo miteres talus, that it should lose its shame. Before it was a talus, now it's not a talus anymore. Uma'acha she'eino ru'uyo lemalocha rishayin. If he tears roiv of the talus, so it is not roi to continue being used for what it was used for till now, ve'ein shmo oleha, and it doesn't have the shame that it had on it till now, mitaheres, so it's toil. So this talus is toil because it lost the shame talus. If you tear roiv of the talus, it lost the shame talus, and this is mitaher the talus. Now Rashi says, af al pi sheyesh b'shireo sholesh al sholesh. So Rashi says, even though after the tear, you still have a shir beged, three etzbois and three etzbois. So that means, now let us just go give a little preview. Rashi here is speaking about this talus was tamei, a sheretz touched it. A sheretz touched this talus, the talus became tamei. Now, so he wants to be metayer the talus, so he goes and tears roiv of the talus. So it's ois talus, it's not a talus anymore. But after the tear, you still have, the talus is still, it's sholish atzbois, or sholish atzbois, which has a toires beged that can be mekabel to mesmak. So what did we accomplish with this tear? But it's still, before it was a beged, and now it's still a beged. It's still roi lekabel to me. because at the Shir Beged is Gimel Etzbois or Gimel Etzbois. So Rashi is going to explain what did we accomplish. In the Shirayim is three Etzbois or three Etzbois. Vadayin ruuya lekabel tume, it can still be mekabel tume. Tahira mitumasa rishaina. It's tahira from the tuma rishaina. Why is it tahira? Me'achar shaina ruuya lemalacha rishaina. That means the tara of shvira is if before it had a certain unique shimush. Before it was a talus. A talus, you can't use it as a talus now, because the rest of it is torn. You can use it for handkerchiefs, for scarves, gesundheit. It still has a teures beged, but a teures talus, it doesn't have. The kabbalas tume, that was mekabel till now, was mekabel tume als a beged, als a talus. The melachtoi orishoina of talus, I can't use it anymore as talus. So that is metayer the talus, even though after this kra, there's still a shir gimel or gimel atzbois. But that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant because you have to be mevatel the melocha rishayin. But it was aimed for. Till now it was aimed to be a talus, and now it's not going to be a talus anymore. Finish. So that's metayer the beggar. That's Matthias. Rashi spells it out. Levatlo mitoiras talis. It's not a talis. It's still a scarf. It could be whatever it is, but it's not a talis. Umeyachashay neruya limelocha harishayne. But it was aimed for till now. Ve'ein shmo leot, not called a talis. Mitaheras abvishesh bishere sholish oshos. Even though there's still left a sheer beggar. But dain ruy le kabel tume, it's still a shebege, the scarf can be mekabel tume smage. But the melocha rishayne, the shem bege that it had till now, that became ois, it's not a talus anymore. Dumye, and Rashi brings a raya to this. Dumye de klicheres. The shvirosoi metarosa. You have a klicheres, you break the klicheres, so memela the dinners it becomes toil. Ushvarov mekabelim tume. Kedamrine beilo treifes hein bekakereisem v'doifneisem. So that means that the shvarma mekabel tume. So now can't say so what did I accomplish? That means after the shvire there's still shirayim, which are roi lekabel tume. It still has a toiras keli. The shirayim are still usable. Maybe for that, but they still give him a kabel tumah. So Rashi says, that's true. But the shimush, the shame keli, which was in existence from before the shvira, that became this battle through the shvira. You can use the shirayim as all you can hold some shem in there. But the shimush that was existent till now, the melocha rishayne, which this keli was aimed to be used, became this battle. And if you mevatel a kli mishimushoi, even though it still has a sheer keli, but this is a new shimush, not the previous shimush, that is metayer the keli. Now Rashi asks, moira de kekashe, ואף על גב דאמר בבהמה המקשה, שלושה על שלושה שהיו תומי מדרס ומגה הזוב. Let's make it a פושט הציר. We have over here, we had a beged which is three tvochim by three tvochim, which is capable of mekabel tumas medras. Tvitvachim is capable of tumas medras. Azov stood on this tvitvachim by tvitvachim with his bare feet. So now, when he stood on it with his bare feet, so there were two tumas that were noches this Shloisha al Shloisha. Tumas Medris, he stood on it. And Tumas Magir, he touched it with his bare feet. Fine. Shahayatome Medris Omega Hazov. V'cholkoi. And now he split it. He split it. It's not Roy anymore for Medris, but it's still Roy for Maga Hazov. Toir mina Medris Vadayim Tomei Mega Hazov. It's still Tomei Mega Hazov. So what do we see from that Gemara? We see from that Gemara, not the way Rashi had said. From that Gemara you see, the Cholkoi accomplished, it's not Roy la Medris. It doesn't have three Tvachim or three Tvachim anymore. So it's not Tomei Tomei Medris. But as the Tuma of Maga, since it still has Gimel al Gimel Hatzbois, before it had Gimel al Gimel, it was Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. And now it still has Gimel Hatzbois al Gimel Hatzbois, so the Tumas Maga remains. That's what it says over there. And here I'm saying not like that. Here I'm saying that if a person tore a talus, which was Tomei Tumas Maga, and Roiv of the talus was torn, so here I say that even though there's still Gimel al Gimelot's boys, it's Toya. Because the Tara of Shvira is, you look at the Malacha Rishayna that was aimed for. It's irrelevant that it still is, that you can still use it as a scarf, as a handkerchief, that's irrelevant. The Malacha Rishayna was as a talus. That's why it was Mekabel Tumas Maga. And now it's not a talus. That's Matai of the whole Begit. It's still a scarf. It's still a handkerchief. But the Tumah, it got a Tumah al talus, and I made it ois talus. That's Matai of the Begit. The whole thing is to it. You'll touch it again, it'll become, it's Mekabel Tumas a scarf, 100%. But the first Tumah went off. The Gemara in Behema Mekasha says Nitazoi. It says yet a beggar that was three tvachim al three tvachim, which is royal and medris, and Azov touched it also. So yet it was talking to Mesmage, to Mesmedris, fine. I tore it in half. After I tore it in half, it's not capable of the Tumas Medris is not Shech anymore. It's not Gimel, it's Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim. Fine. So it's tore me Tumas Medris. But the Tumas Maga remains. So what do we see from this? That in order to be Metayer a Begit from Tumas Maga, you have to, that it's, you took off the shame Rishain, you're making that it's not Royal Malachta Rishain, that's sufficient to be Metayer the Begit. You have to make it Ois Begit, period, Bakal Mikol Koil. And if after the Shvira it's still a Begit, so the Tumah remains. So Rashi is Amur de Kekashe. Amur de Kekashe. Here Rashi said, even though the Sholish al Sholish it remains, it's Toyer. And here Rashi says, if it was in the Nifsal, Melachta, Rishayna, it's. Here it seems that if Nifsal Melachta, Rishayna is not sufficient, the Gemara Neilu Treif. It's the Gemara Bei Memakash. And for Rashi, so Rashi's teretz is shreklich. Understand Rashi's teretz is, we'll see soon what Tosfos said on Rashi's teretz, and so then we'll be a little comforted if we don't understand Rashi's teretz, so we'll know in very good company. Because the Gedolei Rishonim did not understand Rashi's telling. Zot Rashi, Hosam Udahavi Olei Beis Tumis. The Gemara in Behema Makash is speaking about there were two Tumis. It was Gimel al Gimel Tvachim. Azov stood on it, touched it. He stood on it with his bare feet and touched it. There were two Tumis. It was a Tumis Medras and a Tumis Mak. Tumas Medras Chamura, Tumas Mago Kala. Ahani Lei Chaluke. Now, by tearing it, he was Mevatlet Mimelachtoi Horishoina. זמת במלאך תרישה. אהני לי חלוקה לבטל ממנו, תומס מדרס. וחלוקה הלפ, that it won't be Tomei Tomei Smedris. The soul loy chozi loy. It's not chozi anymore for Tomei Smedris. Uposo loy Tomei Smage, but Tomei Smage will remain the chozi loy sholish etz boi. Since there's still sholish etz boi, so memele, so Tomei Smage will remain. Avol hocho, but over here by yours, Kachmahu kula tume de sholosh al sholosh. Here we're not speaking about there were two tumes. There was one tume. There was a tumes maga of a sherek that touched the whole talus. There was one tume, a tumes maga. Ukri mahani livituli leishmominig. So now the tumes maga was of a talus. So the kriya makes that it's ois talus. Not a talus anymore. The sulay post alomidi. So nothing remains. So Rashi makes a difference if there be a tumas maga alone. If there's a tumas maga alone, and by your kriya, you mafkiya the tumas maga, by your kriya, you mafkiya the tumas, you make it, you mavatloi, mimlachta rishainem. So then the halach is that even though it's still gimel al gimel, it's toil. There was one tumah. But if there's two tumahs, so the tumahs medras will go off and the tumahs maga will remain. Mm-hmm. Now, let us just see for 1 minute, let's look, ayin gimel amad aleph. We have a large Tosfos of Dayan Gimel Amud Aleph. Now let's look 3 lines before it starts getting white towards the bottom of the Yomid. Ubekuntres Tiret Sham, this is Rashi and Gimel, the Tosfos and Gimel Amud, the Heche de Ik Olof Shtei Tumis, Medres Umaga Hazov, if there's 2 Tumis, Ahani chalukya lemedris. So then, by dividing it, it'll take off tumas medris. The sulei chazilei, it's not roi lemelachta yorishayne. Vafilu hu yaisa mishloi shal shloishen. Taisa says, amoyra dikazach. Afilu it's still roi for another tumas medris. But the tumas medris that it was aimed for, it's not roi anymore. Afilu hochi tohoira mina medris. Given the lechazilim locha rishayne lisate, that means Taisus means to say it by talus could be arash if you're speaking about tumas mage, but Taisus says if we're talking about tumas medris, but because the tumas medris of the talus was derech ituv, that was the medris, by tearing it in roif, tearing roif, it's not roif le tumas medris anymore. Possibly to mismage the chazil gimelat boys. Abahos maik shen olam medras al to mismage. No, okay, this says in the case in Dayma Mekashe, there was to mismedras, yeah. Bilvat kriyahani levitule besu leiposa alay midi. Ve ein nire shum svore lechalik. This is, I don't see any svore. This is the Balei Tosfos and the Mikalma came. Given the Yeshba Sholish or Shoshi Shir Tume, Lepoka Mine Tumas Magi. Tosfos doesn't see because there's 2 Tumas, 1 Tume. Tosfos does not understand this at all. So, we'll be in very good company by also not understanding the chilek between 2 tumas and 1 tumah. They and the etzem kashe that Rashi asks, we have a mordiki stirim, So I just like to say over two terutzim that the Rishonim say by us could be Taisvis, and Afan Gimel also says it. The Miri says, Shadvorim Amurim Shom Bebeged She'ein Kam Avedas Hashem. That means like this. Before we had, let's say, a beged, let's call it a piece of material that was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. It was a piece of material. It wasn't a... Now, I cut it in half. So it's 1.5 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Fine. What was it before? A piece of material that was Royle Medris, and it's Royle Tumas Maga. Tumas Maga is a 3 heads boys by 3 heads boys. Before it's a piece of material of 3 tvachim, by cutting it, it's not Royle Medris, but it's still Royle Maga. But it did not, there was no Avedas Hashem. I didn't change it from before. Before it was a piece of material, it didn't have any miyuchidik shemish. This 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, before you could use it for a handkerchief, and I can also use it for a handkerchief, be a small handkerchief, whatever it is. That means there was no avedas Hashem. You didn't change it from before. I made a smaller size. So in Tumas Midras, I did something. It's not Loyla Midras anymore. If I split a piece of material that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, I cut it in half, it's not Roy Lemedris. You can't sit on it. It's not Roy Lemedris. But it's still Roy for a beged. In beged, there was no change whatsoever. Before it was 3 tvachim, now it's 3. It's irrelevant. But there was no Avedas Hashem. There was no distinctive change. I changed it from before. There's no change. Here, before was a talus. Before it was, by Agamas, but it was a talus. Now, a cut rive of the talus, it's not a talus. It could be used for a scarf, it could be used for a handkerchief, givaldi. But the shimush orishim was nisbatl. Here the shimush orishim was not nisbatl, didn't have a shem before. That I took away from Malachtei Rishayna. Before it was a piece of material that's usable, now it didn't have any miyuchidik Hashem. So Mamele, if there's no Avedas Hashem, there's no Tare. The get of Tare is, I'm Mevatel the Hashem. I will bezuk va nifke bekrizu Hashem talis mele. That's the Meiris Tare. The Chiddush Yaran says another teretz. The Chiddush Yaran says that here it says Hakireya Talis, and there it says Talis Shenikra. There it says Beged Shenikra Dachsachme. That's what it says over there. Gimel. Nechlag. Shloisha or shloisha shenechlag. So the Chiddush Yaran amar the Ki Yesod. The din tare that comes about when it loses the shear is dafke if you want to break it. That is a maisa metayel. Hakeireya talis. You tore the talis. If you tore the talis, So that's a metayer the talus, even though it still is the same shear, it still has a shear beged. You are sheva kli cheres, even though it's still roily shimush the broken. But you broke it. Breaking is a meisa metayer. There's a meisa metayer of shvira. Shvirasan zui tarosan. Here it says talus shenechliko. A talus got torn. It got torn. Not someone tore it. It got torn. So my mail is like this. Legabi tumis medris. It's not roi le medris. Let's face facts of life. was a talus of gimel al gimel tvachim. It got torn, so it's not royal medras. So it doesn't have to miss medras. Not as the tare of shvirosan zui tarosan. It wasn't a shvirosan, but it's not royal medras. Tumis maggot still royal maggot, and the tumis maggot remains. That's the Chiddush Aran's tare. So there is a tare of shvira, but you have to carry tare with an intent. Shvirosan zui tarosan. But it was nechlika. So these two terutzim are beautiful terutzim, which we can understand. Rashi's teretz is a very difficult teretz to understand. Okay. But be'etzem Rashi is only Tahara helping him be kireya roiv, and every inch he tears, there's heart palpitations, maybe it's enough, maybe it's enough. This person might come and ein adam roya nige atzmai, he'll see that there'll be a roiv even though it's not a roiv. It's very scary, because he has a netiya, he doesn't want to ruin the talus. He wants to be metayer the talus, so he might come to tear less than roiv of the talus, and looking at it in a certain perspective, it looks like roiv, and that'll be enough. Weitergegang. So, Rav Nachman and Rav Avu said, you can't trust a person like this. I mean, this is very scary. No. The Mishnah says it is toy. He said, no, the Mishnah is talking about a different case. The Mishnah is talking about a case that he toivled the talus. Now, when he toivled the talus, you have to know water was not good for the talus. So the talus is 3/4 ruined already. But he was, din yike besahor, your talus, nish talus, I'm going to make sure it's toil. So memele, he tabled the talus. So it's 3/4 ruined, fine. Now, he wants to use now the talus, and it's a tvul yoim. So, he wants to use it. So tear it. So make it ois tumer. I mean, if he tears it, it'll zicha be a tar. So memele, so, Amach Nomem Rababu says, that's the case of the Mishnah. If you have, the Mishnah is speaking about, he toivled it already. You see, he doesn't care about the value of the talus. He got 3/4 ruined, so gaitem gol nishtom. This person, but he wants to use it now before Erev Shemesh, but I'm tear it. No problem, he'll tear it. He doesn't have to tear the whole talus. Do retmen mit an ehrliche Mensch, that tare means more than money. This person will talk, he tell him, roiv is enough. But if you don't have such a person, first of all, you tell him, table, what do you mean? I'm going to ruin the talus. Not going to table. How are you going to be mitzvah? I'll tear the talus. No, you have to tear roiv. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll take roiv. Don't be too firm. No, look, I'll tear roiv. Such a person, so Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Rabu said, such a person has to tear the whole talus before it gets there. If not, it's tamei. We're not going to make shpilachlach with him. This person is olo to walk around with a tamei dikit talus. So mamele, he has to tear the whole talus. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi lo yishon ala betalus tvulashay shenitmo. Became tamei. Vitvilo, and he toivled it already. Mitzoich lishtamish bo taris koidim sharev shimshim. And he wants to use taris. Ulefichach bo lekoiro. The hochu deloigas ringa delikrei kula. This person does not have to tear the whole talus. Avol kula avol rubaloi. Dil mechayis alovaloyosu lemikirube. By this person there is no fear that you have to be afraid. Leosu mikirube. The kivin delechos alei. He didn't care about the talus, and he told it, Shamayim Koshim Lo, the water is not too good for the talus. And he wasn't chos on the talus by him. Tare had a priority over the value of the talus. You'll tell him, Teroy, you have nothing but to worry about. You have a trustworthy person who you can rely on his measurements, you tell him, tear roiv, roiv, tear roiv. Avot, meya, beloyit, vilom. But what happens if a talus became tome and he wasn't toivlet? now he wants to be, he doesn't want to go take it to the mikveh, please, don't get ruined. So he wants to be metayeret with kriyim, he's agilo berube, achikreeno kulo. No, no, no. This person, we tell him, Rabbi, if you want it to be toy, you tear the whole talus. And if not, forget about it. It's a tome dike talus. This was a moira dike chumre, that Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barbua said. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe did not appreciate this chumre. Shtei tshuvis bedovo. Chodo shema yoimru tvila bas yoima oila. That means you're saying that the Mishnah is speaking about that he toivled it today. So since he toivled it today, and this person we can rely on that he's an Elach Yid and he'll make a real good kra, and he toivled it today. So Rabbi said, but you know, if he toivled it today, you don't know what's going to happen. You're worried about Kilkulim. It's me, Merdeke Kilkul. He toivled it, everyone say toivled the talus 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's using it already. Now, people start blinking it. They toivled at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, poor Herif Shemesh, he's using it. It's the talus is torn. They don't know that he tore the talus also. Maybe the talus was torn from before. They don't know anything. So if you're telling me the Mishnah is speaking about if he toivled it, Rachman and Etzlon, if he toivled it, you can get a bigger kilku. Let's see what Rashi says. Chodom, the tvul yoim lekeluk. You can't say that it's speaking about a tvul yoim. Ulishtamish boba yoim. She tvila. Sharoi eini meivim bo shenikro letayim. The Roya does not realize Bechlal that the tear was, wasn't Mephalsim, I'm tearing it to be Metairet. Vesoba Aidei Tvilo, so Mishtam Shimbo. So he thinks he doesn't know, the Kriya doesn't ring a bell by him. All he did, he went to the Mikveh and he tabled it, and now he's using it for a clock, Vyoyma. Tvile Bas Yoyma, Oilo B'loy Herev Shemesh. Oh, a fine Yid, he uses it. So I see, my serav, atvila bas yoim elsarav shemus. Par kolchoch, so Rabbi said, masnisen lav biyoim tvila askinen. It can't be speaking about that he toibled it. Your case will make a mordike kilku. Ela bishaloi utvila kolika. The Mishnah is speaking about he didn't toible it at all. The Korah b'yayim amochas l'tumos. He tore it the second day. The Rayeyu mishtamish b'oimer sheitvila esmael. So that means then it's good. If there was no tvila whatsoever, people don't put two and two together that the terrorist, he was metayret. That people b'chal don't think. So if it got tome yesterday and he's using it today, so people have no kashas. Why is it Mr. He tabled it yesterday? That's why he's using it today. To use it the same day he tabled it, it's a mordike kilku. Because then people will say, my seraf, we see that a tvul yoim is mutter without herab shemesh. But if he didn't table it at all, so then they'll say that he uses it the next day. So the next day, fine, he wants to be metaret bekriya, gesundheit, let him be metaret bekriya. And but people won't get a wrong message. They'll see him using it. He have no kashas. How is he using it? Because he tabled it yesterday. Oy, oylas, oy flabalasa barav shimon ligzer dilma loyosi lemeved roiv shnai. A second kasha. All of a sudden, you're telling me news that if there's a shir of roif, people are little jittery, and sometimes they won't make the roif. So in order to avoid this, you have to make kula. You just said, oh, except a person who a tivel did and may call you the beggar. Such a person you can rely. Oyla soif l'abshim emerab, rabbalosa b'abshim, da'oma perikame, roif shnaim dafke. He holds by an oilus ha'oif, you have to make malika and roiv of the both simonim. But also limlik kol ha'shnayim, you can't make kol shnayim, the goma mechatas l'siv be'le yavdu. So you cannot make kol shnayim over there. It's heichi, sharin and hochi, ligzel dimoloi osi l'meved rube. Maybe, let's be geyser over there, maybe he might come and make roiv. So, just one second. So, I'd just like to mention one thing. That, what's the kash? What should you do? Make kulay. So, you can't make kulay because it's a posel lekom. It says lo yavdos. What do you want? What's vilsto? So, the Chedush Ram brings down the Raivit, that the Raivit said as follows. The Raivit says, kaponim, if there are such fears, that a person could make a little less than roiv and think it's roiv, should make a roiv, the halachish be, he made neither roiv hanika, roiv haminka, that's what you need. And if there's no such thing like that. So memela, that's the kasha. So the kasha is, so amalei Rav Yosef, tika amretz, that's his kasha. Amalav Yosef is a kamad gezeire shema yomre tvile bas yomre oila. Your first kasha. The people will say that you see that a tvul yom is muta kroo mechiachole. What do you mean? They see it's torn. I mean that they're so naive. They see this a kra. Three quarters of the talus is torn. They'll understand very well why it's muta. The kamret oiles oif la palaza barab shimen ligzer kahanim zrizenheim. We're talking about the base midrash kahanim zrizenheim. So, mamela, that's the terror for these two kashas.